100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, National Weather Service Warning Coordination Meteorologist Chad Omet.
Chad, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Chad.
Good morning, guys. Not too bad. Definitely have some thunderstorms in the area this morning. I guess the upside is that it will cool things off just a little bit, at least for today anyway.
No doubt. Chad, we've been dealing really with heat and humidity pretty solid for almost a 10-day stretch. And then, you know, we've seen some breaks in that this week, although we mentioned here, you know, temperatures in the mid-90s yesterday. Temperatures looking like they're going to be in the mid-90s again Friday and Saturday. What's really set up this heat, especially after we had that extended period of unsettled weather for about a 4 to 5 week stretch?
Right. We had one of the wettest periods on record back in May. In fact, some areas had over a foot of rain back in May, and it's amazing how fast things dry out when you turn hot and dry. And that's what happened, basically. Over the last few weeks, we've had a pattern where we've really essentially seen a ridge of high pressure, as we call it, build across the center part of the country. And that's essentially caused our hot weather and, for the most part, kept things dry across at least east-central Kansas up until the last couple of days. And so it's really been that ridge of high pressure that's set itself up across the center part of the country and has led to one of the warmest periods that we've seen on record, at least in parts of the area, since about June 11th. We've seen some very, very warm average temperatures across the area.
Chad, if you could, maybe give our listeners a little lesson here in dew points, because we often talk about humidity. Boy, it's humid out there, but we could have humidity like at 60%, but if you have a dew point up, especially over 70 degrees, that's when it really feels thick. So how does dew point come into the, you know, it feels really humid out there equation?
Right. So the dew point is the temperature at which, when air cools, it condenses into moisture, dew forms at night, so on and so forth. So that's the definition of it. But I think for most of us, like you said, we're familiar with it because it makes it feel muggy outside. Typically, when it gets above 60, we start to feel a little bit uncomfortable. When it gets above 70, it's just downright awful. And we've seen dew points over the last couple of weeks that have, on some days, ranged from 75 to 78, 79 degrees. And when you get dew points that high, it's absolutely miserable outside, especially if you don't have much in the way of wind to take the edge off of that heat and help to at least cool off a little bit and evaporate a little bit of that moisture off your skin. And so we've seen heat index values that have been generally above 100 degrees really consistently for the last 8 to 10 days because heat index is the combination of the dew points, the humidity, and the air temperature. And it's the way it feels when you combine both of those. And we've seen those heat index values above 100 consistently for the last 8 to 10 days.
You know, one of the things that we've noticed here over the past week is really isolated instances where people wind up getting sick from the heat, suffering what sounds like heat exhaustion or heat exposure and body having issues here. Have you seen or, you know, have you been tracking any, I guess, maybe increase in the heat-related medical issues here over the last, you know, 10 days, and specifically after that June 11th marker that you'd mentioned?
I haven't seen any data, but I would imagine that we've seen those that are vulnerable, specifically those that are working outdoors or that have to work in un-air-conditioned areas. I would imagine we've seen an uptick in ER visits due to heat exhaustion or heat stress. And one of the things that I do want to mention, too, we talk a lot about the heat index. Well, the heat index does not take into account the effect of sun on your body. In other words, heat index is calculated in the shade. It doesn't take into account what it feels like when you're in the sun. And so those people that are outdoors working in the sun, you've got to take more breaks. You've got to drink more water. Otherwise, you set yourself up, especially if you've got pre-existing medical conditions, you're going to set yourself up for a bad time in terms of heat stress on your body. And so that's one of the things we keep talking about, you guys keep talking about. It is important because there's no doubt that we probably have seen an uptick in ER visits over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, the readings we get, like from the Emporia Airport, these measurements and temperatures are taken in the shade. So as Chad mentioned, if you're in the sun, It's going to be feeling much more warmer than the readings that we're giving you from information from the National Weather Service and the reporting stations for here locally out at the Emporia Municipal Airport. Well, Chad, when we had you on before spring, we talked about the possibilities of this could be an active severe weather season. It seems like if there's a thunderstorm, it more than likely is going severe. It just seems the way it's been here this spring and into early summer, and we have seen our fair share of tornado warnings. Your thoughts on how the spring and early summer now have gone?
Yeah, it's been busy. We've seen, at least in the 23 counties that we take care of from the National Weather Service in Topeka, we've seen 15 documented tornadoes so far this year, and that's the most that we've seen in the last 10 years so far to date. And obviously, we're not done yet. It's been very busy. Last night was another example of a lot of wind, a lot of straight-line wind damage from the storms last night. And so it has been a very active pattern. You know, at least in the listening area here in this part of Kansas, overall Kansas so far, we've had, I think, 50 preliminary reports of tornadoes across the entire state. We average about 90 documented tornadoes a year, so we're probably on pace for a more typical year. But I think, again, it's really been northeast, north-central Kansas this year that we've seen as being more active than other parts of the state for severe storms.
Chad, getting back here to kind of the immediate situation before we close things down here today, what are you looking at here next 6 to 10 days when it comes to, say, temperatures and rainfall? Are we getting back into a more unsettled pattern here based off of, you know, just really what we've seen here so far this week and then the spike that we've got Friday, Saturday, and then the cooler conditions on Sunday into early next week, or are things going to stabilize out?
I think we're going to be more unsettled more than less. I think, like today, we're, you know, locally heavy rains, at least this morning, more storms building in later tonight, another risk for severe storms, hopefully staying north and west of Emporia tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, but another shot of storms again tomorrow, late tomorrow night into parts of Thursday into Friday. And so we're going to be active, I think, and then we're going to finally see that cold front move down on Saturday evening, Saturday night, another shot of storms with that. It's going to feel a lot better. I think the upside of all this stuff that we're talking about is it's going to feel amazing on Sunday into Monday as high pressure moves in across the northern plains into the area. So a lot lower humidities, lower temperatures, and so I think it's going to feel great, but I think we do enter into a more active period next week. So there'll be more shots for severe storms and moisture.
Well, you could have ended on a brighter note than that.
Guys, believe me, I'd love to have 75 and 55, in dry weather, you know, San Diego weather, I guess. But no, that's not in the cards, at least for us, in the next couple weeks.
Well, Chad, hey, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thanks, Chad.
No problem, guys. Good to talk.
Chad Omut, National Weather Service meteorologist. Yeah, it could have ended with really nice on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, just stop there. We'll find out about the severe weather threat for next week when we get to next week. But
I hadn't heard that yet.
Me either, honestly. But good to have Chad on with us here.
Yeah, it is. Always good.
Always good to get his perspective and his insight. I do want to let you know, too, that we've still got Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan coming up here in a couple of minutes here as we wrap up our morning show.